babenya sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari sampai luar negeri.
Tonton kue-kuenya onde-onde, rame-rame sambil ngegarasin pete. Dari nyang tue ampe nyang mude, nyok same-same lestarin budaya kita ya. Jangan ampe kaget, nyok, nyok.
Benyamin SMA mude kagak ade, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari ampe luar negeri.
Here is the news. Foreign Minister Sugiono has underscored the importance of ASEAN's consistency in preserving Southeast Asia as a nuclear weapon-free zone amid rising global nuclear risk. He made the statement at the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone Commission meeting, which was held on the sidelines of the 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting post-ministerial conferences at the Kuala Lumpur Convention Center recently. Indonesia placed third in the State of the Global Islamic Economy Indicator 2024-2025 report released by research and advisory firm Dinar Standard, marking a steady climb over the past decade. A partner at the Dinar Standard, Rim El Safaki, at the global launch of the SGIE report 2024-2025 recently conveyed that she would like to congratulate Indonesia for maintaining the third position. That's the news.
Selain wajahmu yes, track.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangkalo Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Miamat Faisal on Indonesia Today on Wednesday, 9th July 2025. I hope that all of you are fine. Today can not only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, listener, to all of you who are listening our program, I also hope that you stay tuned and keep on listening to us, because lots of information, lots of updated news, and even Indonesian songs I would like to accompany you. And here in this case, you know, about our social culture, compile as our feature, and even our quote of the day that would like to accompany you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. And listener, here we have also information. It is about the BRICS nations, listener. In this case, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has invited BRICS nations to intensify collaboration in addressing the climate crisis, especially by accelerating the transition to clean energy to mitigate its effects. The president made the statement during the BRICS summit session on environment, COP30, and global health, which was attended by leaders and delegates of countries in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Arman Atanasir stated that the president of Indonesia is profoundly affected by the impacts of climate change. Indonesia is profoundly affected by the impacts of climate change. He also underlined that Indonesia remains committed to fighting climate change. According to Deputy Minister, several other countries at the session also expressed similar commitment to addressing issues regarding climate change. And moreover, these commitments include strengthening collaboration and advancing climate agendas ahead of the Conference of the Parties, or COP30, which will take place in Brazil in November this year, 2025.
bangga pakai kulit bang jadi orang jangan pelit pelit neng beli batik warnanya terang neng tambah cantik kalau sering bantu orang itu semua dari Allah itu semua karena Allah itu semua milik Allah barakallah banyak harta ngapain kalau gak berkah pikirin
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Hendry Iskandar. The song was composed by Syafaruddin SP. This song is a folk song of Tebo, Jambi province. The lyrics are about the hope that the sweetheart doesn't have two hearts. The lyrics also contain a promise to trust each other to be happy forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song called Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Hendry Iskandar. Enjoy the song.
Tambatan hati siang terkenang malam terbayang di bawah tidur menjadi mimpi siang terkenang malam terbayang menjadi mimpi.
Dua cempedak si buah nangko enak dimakan bersama-sama. Eloklah kita saling percaya, semoga bahagia sepanjang masa.
Tambatan hati siang terkenang malam terbayang di bawah tidur menjadi mimpi siang terkenang malam terbayang. Di bawah tidur menjadi mimpi.
Dua cempedak si buananku, enak dimakan bersama-sama. Eloklah kita saling percaya, semoga bahagia sepanjang masa. Dua cempedak si buananku, enak dimakan bersama-sama. Eloklah kita saling percaya, semoga bahagia sepanjang masa.
Ooh, 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 ooh. terikat berada di jari manismu. Ku terdiam, ingin menghilang. Saat ku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada pada datang di hadapanku. Hati ini siap untuk terima adanya, dan aku yang tak bisa mencoba untuk hindari hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku berat untuk menyadari kini kau tak bahagia tanpa aku. Tahananku tak bisa lagi ku berkata-kata kalau yang selalu di benakku.
The thing that you were waiting, should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bomber clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot, I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. To say goodbye.
Indonesia.
is Top Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, what you are doing right now is what you are going to get in the future. That's it. You must be able to do your best, and everything must be easily done, effectively, and hopefully what you are doing right now can be your goodness, can give you much benefit in order to make your life better than before. Well, listener, now we have also another song. It is from Onca with title Dea Lova. Hopefully you have also such memory, or maybe the song was also related to your past experience, maybe as it was released, and hopefully this can also make you feel enjoyable. Onca with title Dea Lova.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai. Kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Seperti udara yang kuhelah, kau selalu ada.
Selalu ada.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsih. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Jalani hari